And this is WDIY Classics. I'm your host today, George Fennell. In this second hour, we're going to be hearing some music by Bach. But before that, we have a guest in our studio, pianist Robin Spielberg, who will be playing at Music Fest this evening. Welcome, Robin.
Hi.
How are you? Oh, I got to turn you on just a second. There we go. Welcome.
Oh, hi. There we go.
Yep.
Nice to see you.
Same here. We've been having a little chat here before the interview, and Robin has a very interesting career as a pianist and activist and so forth. But first, can you tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing this evening at the Vespers service at 5 o'clock?
Yes, well, I'm returning to Music Fest. I think we're trying to figure out how many times I've played it. 4 times, I think. And it's very exciting because this is the 30th anniversary of Music Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very delighted to be asked back this particular year. I'll be performing at 5 o'clock in the Vespers series, which is at the Central Moravian Church. And I will be playing original music, which I write in a what I call a neoclassical style.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be talking a little bit about my new book, which I see you have in front of you.
I do. A very interesting. You want to tell us about the title here?
Sure. It's kind of a provocative title. It's called Naked on the Bench, My Adventures in Piano Land. And I always looked at the piano less as of object and more of a place. Mm-hmm. A place that I would go to relax and feel centered and feel focused and be able to express my innermost self. So that's what I refer to when I say piano land. And it's called Naked on the Bench, not in a literal sense, but artists, in order to really communicate to an audience openly and honestly, really have to be vulnerable, you know, when on the concert stage and open. So that's where the naked comes from. But there is also a chapter in the book, which I think some people will really find funny. I had I talk about a lot of different engagements, interesting engagements. I've played everywhere from Carnegie Hall to a nudist resort in, in Idaho, where I did play fully clothed, but the audience was indeed without clothing.
Okay.
Yes.
Very interesting. Any particular music you played for them? I'm thinking, did you play the stripper or something?
No, they really enjoyed the music very much, okay. But I have to admit it was the first time in my entire career that I prayed I would not get a standing ovation.
Ah, there you go. Very good. Very,
yes.
Very apropos. So we do have some of your music here. Do you want to tell us a little bit
about
it?
Sure, I think the track you're going to play now is from my most recent recording of original piano solos.
Mm-hmm.
And the CD is called A New Kind of Love. And I call it that because it's, you know, we grow up knowing all about the fantasy love, the romantic love. And as I've been growing older, I've been discovering all the different kinds of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love of life and love of the world and love of our friends and our neighbors. And so each song really addresses a different kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is called Until You Come Home. And it is about the love I have for my daughter.
Okay.
And I started composing this song when she was quite small, and she was just about to start school. And I couldn't imagine having a full day, without her there with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that I was always just biding my time until she came home. And as time has grown on, this song really connects with a lot of people who are waiting for someone.
All right, well, let's give it a turn here. Here is Robin Spielberg playing, let me get the right one here, Until You Come Home.
Thank you.
And here on WDIY, that was music by our guest artist here, Robin Spielberg, entitled Until You Come Home. Robin, that was lovely. Thank you so much for bringing that in.
Well, thank you.
And you say that was written for your daughter.
Yes, I was inspired by her first leaving, you know, for school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. And you've also gotten interested in music therapy.
Yes.
You want to give us a little background on that?
Yes. I really feel strongly about music therapy. I think it's a growing field. It's a very exciting field.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone out there who's interested in studying medicine but loves music, I think it's, you know, it marries the two things.
Okay.
And I was introduced to AMTA, which is the American Music Therapy Association, way back when my daughter was born. She was born very, very prematurely. She's what you would call a micro preemie. So she was about 12 ounces when she was born, and that was 14 years ago.
Wow.
And she was given a very, very slim chance of survival. And while she was in the neonatal intensive care unit, which is also called the NICU for short, my husband brought in, the room was kind of noisy, and it wasn't what you would expect from a place that needed to nurture little ones that are clinging to life. And he brought in some of my music. In fact, the CD that you have in front of you, Heal of the Hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the nurses noticed that when the music was playing by her incubator, that her oxygen saturation levels improved, and her breathing was better, and her blood pressure stabilized. And I was just really amazed by this, because really she was born so early, 4 months early, she was really nothing more than a fetus growing outside the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't understand how. I knew that music has a positive effect on all of us on a subjective level, but this was a very real physical, medical result as a result of the sound mm-hmm. that she was exposed to. So I started doing a little bit of research, and that's how I discovered music therapy. And if anyone is out there listening is interested in learning more, you can go to their website, which is a huge resource. It's just simply musictherapy.org.
Okay.
And that is where I found the writings and research of Dr. Jane Stanley. Dr. Jane Stanley spent 30 years of her career studying basically one thing, and that was music and its effects on the premature infant. And it was a godsend. It was just a lifesaver to read all of her work and see that there was something I can actually do that could possibly help my daughter in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And after her recovery, I really, I met with the Andrea Farbman, Dr. Farbman. She's the executive director of AMTA. And we decided that I would go ahead and be an advocate for them and be an artist spokesperson.
Mm.
So alongside touring, I often go into hospitals, nursing homes, sometimes colleges and universities, and talk about music therapy, what it is, where you can study it, how it helps everyone from Alzheimer's patients to children with autism, learning disorders.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really wonderful field.
Right. Are you aware of any programs here in the Lehigh Valley? Or the closest one?
Well, I do know that that Temple University has something. And that if you go to musictherapy.org, mm-hmm. on the left side of the webpage, I believe, there's a whole list of colleges and universities that offer programs.
Good.
In music therapy.
Good. I've known some people who have gone into the field. And I always remember the first time I was introduced to music therapy, which was almost 50 years ago, really. We were at a state mental hospital and talking to the music therapist there, and he said that there was one patient there that would not talk, and they could not communicate with this person until he found out that this person would sing to him.
Interesting.
And all of his innermost problems and phobias and so forth, he would sing about it and just make up a chant or something like that, but he wouldn't talk normally.
Well, it's interesting because you probably have known people who have had strokes or different kinds of injuries that affect mm-hmm. certain parts of the brain. Music is involved in all of your brain,
mm-hmm.
in all of it. So it's one of the very last things that goes. You can have people that are really up there in their years mm-hmm. that have forgotten a lot, but they remember songs from their childhood.
Wow.
They remember hymns from their church. Mm-hmm. They remember, it elicits memory and emotion. There's so much involved with music
right.
that can have a very positive and healing effect.
Sure.
So I think that's really great.
Oh, that's
and music therapy really punctuates a lot of my book. It's, mm-hmm. By the way, the book is not out yet. People should know that.
Okay.
But you can pre-order it on
okay.
my website.
All right. Very good.
Which is robinspielberg.com. But it'll be out on Amazon and on Kindle and all of that on September 22nd.
Okay. So no copies at Music Fest this evening.
Actually, oh. I do have some copies.
Okay.
I have a very limited number of advanced copies.
Okay.
So I will be selling those at Music Fest this evening at 5 o'clock.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, there's another reason to go and hear Robin. You mentioned briefly this CD that you came out with called Heal of the Hand.
Yes. I started that CD I first did in 1993, and I started reintroducing the music again. Actually, last year I performed at Steel Stacks at the cafe, the music cafe. It mm-hmm. is gorgeous. I don't know if you've ever been to Steel Stacks. It's just a beautiful, beautiful venue.
Right.
And they have really good food and drink and all of that stuff. But when you're playing on stage there, there's like this really wonderful view and they light up all the steel stacks and it's really mm-hmm. lovely. But I started reintroducing that music because Heal of the Hand is celebrating its 20th anniversary, which is hard for me to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot of music that I started writing when I was playing steadily in New York City piano rooms and hotel lobbies. And I played for 12 years at the Grand Hyatt above Grand Central Station.
Oh, wow.
Above the hustle and bustle of Grand Central Station. People would come upstairs to have their $10 cup of coffee. And I was playing the big Steinway there in the middle of the lobby. And I would play anywhere from 3 to 7 hours a day.
Oh, my.
So 6 days a week. So sometimes at the end of a set, I would kind of fiddle around wondering what to play next, and some of these musical ideas were born
okay.
that eventually turned into the songs that appear on the CD.
Okay, wonderful. Well, let's listen to one of them. I think you've selected Crystal Fountain.
Right, that was a song actually I composed while working in that hotel lobby.
Okay.
And there was a very big fountain next to the piano, and it was really, really loud. At the time, the property, this was Donald Trump's first property in New York. So picture a lot of marble and glass and brass. And the marble fountain was this cacophony of sound. It was so loud I could hardly hear myself play.
Oh my.
And I remember complaining one day to another pianist, and she said, you know, you've got such a plum job in New York. You know, shut up, deal with the fountain. And I said, but it's so loud, I can't. And she said, well, just pretend the fountain is making its own music, and you just go ahead and play along with the fountain. And so this song was born. It was about letting go and being in the moment and letting it just flow. And that's what Crystal Fountain is about.
Well, let's have a listen here. Here is Robin Spielberg playing Crystal Fountain.
Thank you.
And here on WDIY, that was music by Robin Spielberg entitled Crystal Fountain.
Yes.
Inspired by the fountain above Grand Central Station in New York City. And you're calling this neoclassical music. You want to delve into that?
Well, I have to call it neoclassical because I think you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you have to be dead in order to have written classical music.
That's a good point.
Maybe a few hundred years from now, they'll say that the music that Robin Spielberg composed was classical music. Mm. You know, I've called it, you know, new contemporary music for solo piano, okay. Neoclassical, because you can see that there's a structure. It's not like as loosey-goosey as some of the new agey music out there. Mm-hmm. But I've also been booked in jazz series, depending on the pieces that I play. And I do have a couple of recordings that are show tunes and standards.
Okay.
I was raised with all of that music. Mm-hmm. I grew up where my parents, in Maplewood, New Jersey.
Okay.
And with my sister, and we lived not that far from New York City. So we loved the Great American Broadway musical, mm-hmm. and my house was full of that music.
Sure.
And that was the first music I really learned. So my first piano teacher would kind of give us dessert. If we played our Bach and our mm-hmm. Beethoven and our Mozart and our Haydn, then we could play the music from The Sound of Music or Anything Goes or My Fair Lady or Gypsy or right. Carousel. And so those really at age 7 or 8, I was learning how to arrange contemporary music, you know, using chords, which I now that I see that my daughter's taking piano lessons at age 14, that's unusual to mm-hmm. learn it that early, to
sure.
kind of read a fake book and get yourself through. But I'm really grateful that she taught us that, because that skill set was so valuable. Put me through college
right.
most of the way.
Wow. That's very interesting. Very good. So we have time for one more.
Oh, great.
Here. You want to tell us about...
This is a song called This Busy Life, and I actually have a chapter in the book, Naked on the Bench, My Adventures in Piano Land. There's a chapter in the book called This Busy Life. And I was a hyperactive child, but back in the day, mm-hmm. they didn't call it that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what to call it. It just made my mother crazy, basically. My poor mother didn't know what to do with me. I didn't really sleep, and I was just busy, 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 busy. And so actually that is what the doctor wrote in my chart.
Mm.
Instead of saying ADHD or hyperactive, he just wrote busy in capital letters underlined.
Mm.
And told my mother that she needed to keep me busy with very constructive activities. So I had piano lessons, violin lessons, organ lessons, ballet lessons. I mean, I was just busy, busy, busy. And as an adult, I've often been criticized for being too busy and not taking breaks or just chilling out on the beach. But, you know, I tried that once and it didn't really work out for me very well. To me, a vacation is a city I've never been to and a map.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like to, like, sit and do nothing.
Sure.
I get very anxious instead of relaxing. So I finally accepted that this part of myself, that I like being busy.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is about accepting and this new kind of love that I found on the CD is called A New Kind of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called This Busy Life.
And from Robin's latest CD, here it is. And here in the WDIY studio, we're talking with pianist Robin Spielberg, and we just listened to This Busy Life, which, again, you explained had a lot of love in it, and it certainly did. So we're going to wrap up this interview now, and let's remind the audience why you're here today.
Oh, yes. I am here for the 30th anniversary of Music Fest, and if you've never been, I hope you'll come on out, because it is just amazing. We were walking around last night, hordes of people, lots of amazing food, music absolutely everywhere. Mm-hmm. My show is at 5 o'clock. It's in the Central Moravian Church, and as part of the what they call the Vesper series. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the only venues that's air-conditioned, so that's kind of great. And I'll be signing CDs and the songbooks that I have available as well. I have note-for-note transcriptions of the music that you're hearing, as well as some other music, mm-hmm. and my memoir, Naked on the Bench.
Oh, yes, which has not come out yet, but if you want an advanced copy here's your opportunity, and to get a signed copy, no less. So that sounds very exciting. Tell us a little bit about the songbook. You say it's been very popular.
Yeah, the songbooks are really... I'm surprised. I'm very happily surprised. Mm-hmm. I'm selling like so many songbooks right now. I think a lot of students are bringing the music to their piano teachers and, you know, want to learn something lyrical, but, you know, new, maybe not something that's so classical. I think they're appropriate for intermediate piano players. That's mm-hmm. another appeal. And there are a lot of adults who might have taken piano lessons early on and then they want to return to it later in life. And this is the kind of music you can pick up, especially if you have the CD and you're listening, or you download the song and you have a reference.
Sure.
So I've heard from people like that. I always get a kick out of someone sending me a YouTube clip of their recital and of them playing my music. It's pretty great.
Very good. Well, I wish you continued success.
Thank you.
And I know a lot of our listeners will show up tonight at 5 o'clock to hear your concert at Central Moravian Church. So, again, welcome back to Music Fest.
Thank you so
much. And it's been so nice having you in the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.